Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. Live from the X Games Aspen, presented by Fireball, here's Mike Evans.
Yeah, without further ado, let's jump right into it as we are live here from the X Games here at Buttermilk Mountain, and a chance to visit with some of the great athletes that are going to be competing and have been performing already during these X Games. And pleasure to welcome to the show. We'll kick it off with Max Perreault, who's going to be performing in the Real Cost Men's Snowboard Big Air Final coming up tonight. And welcome. Thank you. Thank you for kicking off the show.
Yeah.
Your story is a fascinating one, and I'm so glad we got a chance to talk briefly before you came on that you're willing to talk so openly about it. A year ago at this time, you were having surgery and treatment for cancer. How are you feeling, and what has this last year been like?
Yeah, exactly. So 1 year ago, I was diagnosed with a cancer, the Hodgkin lymphoma. And unfortunately, I had to miss out on my whole season last year and had to miss out on X Games Aspen, which was a bummer for me because X Games Aspen is by far my favorite contest. But, you know, cancer, you have to battle it. So I had to put my passion away. Gladly, I was able to battling it until June. So I have 6 months of treatments every 2 weeks for 6 months. And in June, it was over. And, I'm really glad actually to be back here 1 year later at X Games Aspen. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling healthy. And it's just really crazy to be here just 1 year later.
That is just so amazing that you go through something like that. And, I mean, it certainly helps that you're a world-class athlete, that you were able to battle back so quickly. But what kind of emotions did you deal with when you found out? I mean, here you are, you're young, you're in the prime of your career, and find out about something like that.
It was definitely a shock because I was feeling healthy, I was feeling just normal, I was feeling energetic, I was ready for my season, and then you just get told you have cancer and you have to stop everything to battle it. And I was like, well, I'm feeling good, like I don't feel the cancer in myself. So that was just the weird thing. And actually, one of my best friends got the same cancer that I have 3 years earlier. So I went with him at the hospital, and I knew what it was. So I was kind of prepared in a way to battling it. But I'm sure it was a big shock.
Visit with Max Perreault. He's one of the real legends in the big air competitions over the years here at the X Games. And so do you welcome being somebody that people can point to and say, wow, he had cancer and look, he beat it, and now look what he's doing? I mean, do you take on that responsibility? Do you welcome it?
Oh yeah, totally. And if I can actually inspire any people to stay positive and to beat cancer in any way, this is one of my goals actually. And I've actually been filming for the past year every day. So we're gonna put out a documentary next year of how I battled it myself and came back to do my passion. And in the end, if I can inspire any people that is going through this, it would be really amazing.
You know, you talk about it, you seem pretty matter of fact about it, but you went through the treatments and then you won gold this past August at the X Games in Norway. I'm just curious, what was that moment like after everything you went through? Was it hard to keep your emotions in check?
I mean, first of all, to win gold, it was amazing, but and it was my goal as well. But I mean, just to be out there, back on my board, was just really what was amazing in the end. And to be riding with my friends that I haven't rolled for like a couple months as well. I've been riding my snowboard since I'm 9 years old, and then it was the first year that I had to miss out a whole season. And I knew that snowboarding was my passion and I loved it, but when you don't do it for months and you're obligated not to do it, you really realize how you love it. So when I came back on my board, I had like stars in my eyes. And even today, like months after, like I've been snowboarding for months, and every time I hop on my board, I'm like, wow, I just have like flashes of me going at the hospital. I'm like, wow, I'm so lucky to be out here.
Your X Games bio says that you're one of the hardest workers on the entire tour, first to arrive, last to leave. Where does that work ethic come from?
I mean, I've always worked to get what I wanted in my life. So where it started, it was when I was 9 years old. I asked my parent if I could get a snowboard, and they told me, no, it's too dangerous. So I had to find a way to get a snowboard. So I started knocking at every one of my neighbor's door to ask if I could mow the lawn for the summer. And I ended up having like 8 to 10 contracts, and I earned money over the summer when I was 9, and I could buy my own snowboard with my own money after that. And this is where everything kind of started. After that, everything that I wanted in life, I just knew that I had to work for it or find a way to make it happen.
Visiting with Max Perot, he's the most successful X Games big air athlete in history. And you've had to, I guess, sort of defend your training methods in the past, that you like to work out on trampolines and airbags instead of spending all your time on the mountain. You've had to defend that at times. Why this way? Why these methods?
Well, I had to find methods because, you know, I'm from Montreal, Quebec, and we don't have snow all year over there. We have snow only like 3 months a year. So you have to find other ways to train. And yes, I can travel the world, but traveling the world costs a lot of money. And when I was beginning, I didn't have any money. So I have to find ways to be still able to progress. And the trampoline was a way for me to progress in the air. And now we're lucky we have airbags since like 3 years ago. And before that, I had to travel every year to Australia or New Zealand to get on my snowboarding summer. But now I can stay in my hometown and just hit the airbag all summer long. So it's just really convenient.
All right, so I got to assume you're a big hockey fan.
I am, yes.
Canadiens, Maple Leafs?
Yeah, Canadiens.
Canadiens? Oh, they've fallen upon some tough times, man.
Yeah, I know.
some really tough times.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here in Denver, you know, we were so happy to get Patrick Waugh back in the day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you were just a little kid back then, but that was the greatest thing that we ever got from the Canadiens. So, and in fact, I wouldn't mind. The Avalanche have had some shaky goaltending. I don't know. You think Carey Price might be available in a trade?
I hope not.
So you're going to be competing in the finals tonight. What are you looking to try to establish?
Well, I mean, at every contest I do, my goal is always to win. So no matter what the contest is, my goal will be to do my best tonight and to win it for sure. I have tricks in mind, so I had a pretty good practice this week. So we'll see how it goes.
Now you've competed in 2 Olympics, hoping to make it 3 in Beijing in 2022.
Yeah, that's definitely my goal.
Yeah, and I've talked to a lot of X Games athletes who have also competed in the Olympics. And it always amazes me how much, you know, everybody else thinks about the Olympics as the Olympics. But yet you guys, you men and women, really place almost more or more of an emphasis, a premium on winning here.
Yeah, well, I mean, the X Games is here since day one. And Olympics for slopestyle and big air, we only had 2 so far. And it's only every 4 years. And when I was a kid, actually, and I dreamed about being a professional snowboarder, the Olympic wasn't even there in my sport. So I was just dreaming of going to the X Games. So, like, X Games was, like, the thing to win. So it's really more, I feel like it's more special. And the vibe over here is just really nice. There's so many other sports, snowmobiling, and just so many athletes to chat with that are really cool. So the vibe's just different. It's more freestyle. I like it. And this is why it's all our favorite event, I guess.
All right. Well, you can see Max tonight. He'll be competing in the Real Cost Men's Snowboard Big Air Final tonight at 8. You can follow him on Twitter at Max Perot, P-A-R-R-O-T. His birthday is June 6th. Mine's June 4th. Other than being Geminis, that's the only thing we have in common. great to see you back out here competing, and glad you're in good health and continuing to inspire so many people. So thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you very much.
All right, Max Perot joining us here as we are underway here at the X Games at Buttermilk Mountain, Aspen Snowmass. And coming up next, we're going to talk with one of Colorado's own, Ariel Gold, who will be competing tonight in a final. We'll hear from the current CU Buff coming up next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.